This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 114 for Tuesday, July 29th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
We are going to ink it up and talk about pens and birthday presents.
Today is Lisa's birthday.
Woo, 29. And
as a present, I got Lisa a special birthday present. So
this is killing me.
As some of you will see, there is a green screen here, we are going to play a little game.
Okay.
And we are going to announce our special guests. So here's what's going to happen. Lisa, you are going to we're going to play a little What's My Line.
Oh, I love that show.
And Mr. Hurley's in the chat.
Calls in the house.
we're gonna play a little What's My Line. You're gonna ask me questions. I'm gonna answer for our special guest, and then after a little while or until we get bored, we're going to
Until I guess it.
Yes, until you guess it. Okay. So.
All right.
Go ahead.
Are you a pen manufacturer?
What kind of question is that? A pen manufacturer?
Well, that determines if it's like one of the pen, it's not Ryan again from Kenro,
but
it could be like Ross from Yaffa or
No.
Okay. So no. Okay. No. Is this person a pen collector?
Well, I guess it depends what you define as a pen collector. Sort of. Yes.
More than three.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Yes. You betcha.
All right. So it's a pen collector.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not my brother.
Well, he might have more than three pens. It's just not our
they're
kind
not
of
fountain pens.
No,
okay.
They're not fountain pens.
Have you ever attended a pen show?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you like tacos?
I mean.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Apparently, right, yes.
Awesome. Are you a woman?
No.
Okay. So it's a man who likes tacos who's been to a pen show.
Yeah.
Have we ever met in person?
You betcha.
All right, that narrows it down.
Mm-hmm. Get to about like 4 million people.
Have you ever been to the store?
No.
Why not?
Well, you know.
Have we ever
get there from here.
Okay. All right. Have we ever been married?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Oh, that's true. All right. Have we ever had you on the show before?
First time. Oh, we got like a partial reveal. What's going
we
on
do?
Here? Yeah, look at this. We got a partial reveal here.
I'm not.
We have part of our guest.
Oh! All right. Do you have a collection of teddy bears? This is great.
Special guest, can you provide an answer to that? You have a collection of teddy bears. Okay. A special guest is a pen collector with a collection of teddy bears.
Woo!
Stephanie has a question.
Do you live south of the border?
Yes.
Most of the time, yes.
Most of the time, yes.
I know that voice. Can we just say hi?
Ladies and gentlemen, announcing our very, very special guest this evening, Mr.
So
Aaron Schneider.
Oh, wow. So excited.
That canned audience. I love the canned audience. Hello, everybody. Lisa, happy, happy birthday.
Thank you. It is so awesome to see you. I have been excited about this for days.
Brian and I have been planning this for months, and I have to tell you that my iPhone, because it's an iPhone, it's always right. My iPhone tells me that today is your 14th birthday. I don't know how it got that information.
That's a trivia question for later.
But it has to be correct, and I got to tell you, Lisa, you don't look a day over 13.
My mom's in the audience. I'm pretty sure she's going to tell
Mom.
You. It's a little more than 14.
That makes Mom, what, 32?
Yep, absolutely.
So what's going on in Appleton?
Well, I used to call my mom every year on my birthday at 5:38 in the morning when I was born. And I would call her up and I would just yell into the phone, "It's a girl," or something equally annoying, and then hang up.
But now she has caller ID.
Well, so I did that for a number of years, and then I don't
14,
know.
Apparently.
More than that. And then for a while, I stopped, and I don't remember if she called me one year because she was just like waiting for it. But I think it was after I had my kids and I actually understood the value of sleep that I stopped. So now we just like text and email.
So when did you stop calling your mother? At 5:38 a.m. on your birthday? Is today the first year you did not call?
No. It's been a couple years. It's
Which
been a
one
while.
Is your mother in chat? Because she needs to chime in here and let you know that she really misses your phone call.
It's Doris.
Hello, Doris. I'm sorry. On behalf of everyone, I'm sorry.
She said to watch out, so.
Well, Lisa, you can call me. I won't answer. But you can call me.
Okay, I will.
So it's your show. What are we doing, guys?
We are just, like, in awe that we have you.
Oh, we're in awe. Okay, let's all just take a moment. A moment of awe silence.
I guess the first question is, how the heck have you been?
I have been absolutely fantastic.
You're in a tie.
Oh, well, that's just for your birthday. It was either this or the tropical shirt, the Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, that'd be totally cool.
He's probably wearing shorts.
As a matter of fact, I am. Basketball shorts on the lower half. But, you know, this is showbiz. So.
I know. It's all perception. Awesome.
The funny thing is, he guessed that without actually knowing.
Well, it's, you know.
We didn't talk about that before the show. He knew that.
You wear a nice shirt and then you don't wear pants. I mean, you know.
Are you speaking from experience?
I might be.
Stand up, Brian.
Yeah.
No, don't.
No, actually, I have not changed all day, so.
Is that good?
What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
I'm still dressed up.
Mom says in the chat she was thinking about calling me this morning at 5:30.
Oh, she should have. Next year. I'll do it tomorrow. Surprise her. Surprise her.
Maybe it's my turn to do it.
So.
Hey, I'm not involved in the phone calls. You know,
Eric, you call him at 5:30 in the morning and see what happens.
Oh, man.
So the question is, all right, so how have you been? And
Lisa froze. Lisa froze. Right there on the, you know, she had that big tear-jerking question ready for me. What was the question?
How long are you staying?
I'm in California, obviously.
If
you recognize my set, I'm in California. I did not move the whole set to Mexico, and I'm here till Sunday.
Okay.
I just came in for your show.
You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. I thought you'd appreciate that.
I do immensely. In fact, you know, the tie and having you, you know, in a chat brings back a lot of memories, including you dressing up in a tux at the DC Penn Show.
Oh, yeah. DC Penn Show. Do they still have that?
Were you dressed up in DC?
And okay. LA.
Right.
Because we gave him the keys to our car.
I stole your car.
Exactly.
That's right.
Actually, I stole the car with permission.
Yeah. You did. Yeah. You and Steven.
That's right.
Yep, that was a good time.
Which Steven is that, just in case?
Steven Brown.
Steven Brown, yes.
Mr. Brown.
Came all the way from Europe to steal your car. But we looked good doing it.
You did. And
your car was none the worse for wear. I don't think.
No, I think you had it waxed.
Oh, of course. Don't borrow someone's car without getting a wax job.
There you go. All right, so you have been, as Steph correctly guessed, south of the border.
South of the
U.S. border.
That's what we usually say in the States. I don't know what, you know, what people might say. Canadians, if they say south of border, what do they mean? Are they talking about us?
Americans.
Guatemala.
Americans. Yes, I've been in Mexico.
Okay. Have you done any antiquing or pen seeking while you've been there?
I haven't done any antiquing in Puerto Vallarta because it's relatively new as anything other than a fishing village. We're talking since the 50s it has started to become populated, so there's no real antiques there.
You fish?
But everywhere I go, what?
you fish?
No, but there's other things to do now. It used to be a fishing village.
But there's no antiques? There's no, like, Mexican antiques or nothing like that? I mean,
no, you'd have to go to other cities that are older than the United States that exist in Mexico to find antiques. But anywhere I go in Mexico, I always stop at little stationery shops because they have those all over the place. And I haven't found anything yet, but I go into every one and I ask them if they have any fountain pens because I know I'm going to find somebody with, I don't know, like a new old stock Parker 51 that never sold. Someday I'll find it. Well, and then I'll come back on your show and show it to you.
So they have, okay, all right. They have the stationery shops, so paper and what else?
Yeah, it's mostly for school age children who buy their school supplies.
Okay.
And so most every one of them will have a bottle of ink.
Okay.
What kind of ink?
It'll be a black or a blue Parker.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not picky about color, or particularly about brand, you can find ink. You just won't get a lot of variety.
Okay.
Because they use, lots of students who are, especially in graphic design, use, I don't even know what you call them in English, what are those rotring pens that are, you can fill them with ink, but they have like a little...
Like a stylograph.
A stylograph.
Yeah.
A stylographico.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know what they were called in English. So those are pretty common, and so I guess they fill them with fountain pen ink.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Although
I haven't seen
Rotring as a brand there, but they do sell those, and they're somewhat popular.
I didn't know they had a stylograph. It must be a European, or they don't have one for the U.S. market that I'm aware of.
Oh. Well, what is that? Stadler?
Yep.
That's the brand I see.
It's a German brand, yep.
In Mexico, of those particular types of pens. And so that's why I'm assuming they have fountain pen ink, because more often than not, they have no fountain pens.
So do you have one? I mean,
no.
if it were me, I'd buy one just because I can put ink in it.
Just because you buy one.
Well, I have pens there. I have pens that hold ink. Real
okay,
fountain
well,
pens.
Okay, so...
Actually, I'm looking for one, but I want it to be a Rotring, and I haven't found one there, so...
What kind of Rotring?
I don't know. What are my options?
You don't have many options.
I want one of these.
Well, now you have pens in Mexico that you brought with you. And did you bring them back with you for your week, or do you leave them there?
I took six pens in the six pen case pouch blue thing that you sold me a long time ago, plus a couple thing. I took eight pens with me to Mexico, and two are with me at all times, so six right now are in Mexico, two came with me, and then, of course, every time I come back, I get to reacquaint myself with the pens that I haven't seen in 6 months, and it's like a new pen show for me.
All right, so I have to ask the difficult question.
Yes.
How do you survive with just eight pens?
That has been an adjustment factor, but I've saved a lot of money.
I would too if I only could have eight pens. I mean, that's crazy.
It's not that pens are not available in Mexico, because if you go to there's a one major department store called Liverpool. It's like a Macy's here.
Okay.
And they'll sell some high-end pens, including Mont Blanc. But you just don't want to buy a Mont Blanc every day. So...
You don't?
The last pen I purchased was last month because I went to Mexico City and I found in a Sanborns, a name of a store in Mexico, I found that they sold Safaris. Lamy Safaris.
Nice.
And so I just, I have to buy a pen in Mexico. And so I got not that I'm a huge fan of Safaris, but this is currently like one of my favorite pens because it's like the first new pen I've gotten since I was at a pen show, which was February. So yeah, I've saved a lot of money on pens.
So now when you came back, you left six pens, you brought your two everyday dependable pens, Yes. And now you have more pens in California that you are reacquainting yourself with.
Yes,
how do you not bring six more back with you?
I'll probably do that, yes. That's probably what's going to happen.
Well, you know, if it helps, I'd be happy to just ship them to me. Yeah, we can store them. And then you just come back here.
Oh, I'll think about that. I will think about that. I'll ship them to you, right? And I'll pick them up when I see you in Appleton.
Right. Perfect.
Awesome.
Deal.
I like that.
10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We have a guest room.
Oh, is my name on it?
Oh, yeah.
I'll put your name on the door.
It'll be there by the time you get here, so don't worry about it.
All right, so there's not much pen stuff in Puerto Vallarta, and I just like to hear you say it, so just roll
Puerto
it off
Vallarta.
There you go.
Puerto Vallarta. Tequila.
There we go. There's one I'm familiar with.
Well, this is great. And so in Mexico City, did you do a lot of antiquing or?
No, I did a lot of sightseeing in Mexico City. But I did seek out the most well-known pen shop in Mexico City, the name of which escapes me at the moment. like Angels or St. Angels or St. Michael's Pen Shop.
Okay.
Because it has a reputation in Mexico of being the place that you can find pens and they'll ship them to you. It's the Anderson Pens of Mexico City. So I did find the place, and it was a small shop, but literally packed with everything you could find at the LA Pen Show into this very small space.
Sarge was there?
Almost like the LA Pen Show. everything. They had
I'm
the
always
Batman
amazed.
Pen.
They had a penman?
They had Montblanc. They had, pardon?
Penman?
Batman pen.
The Multigrap.
They had at least one Chaos, if not three, that I remember.
Get out.
No, I mean, it's because they don't sell, but... Oh, did I say that?
Sorry.
But, I mean, this is a real pen shop. They have everything, and they've been there for years and years. They were very busy. People coming in and out. They had no time to even say hello to moi, which is good because I would have spent money to take American Express.
Miguel Angel? Is that it?
Could be. What's the address? What street's it on?
Steph Bing that.
Hurry up, Steph.
Steph said it's Miguel Angel, and she said, thanks, Google. So.
Oh, yeah. That's how I found it, too.
So it was all modern pens? Did
yes,
it have paper?
All modern. Okay. Lots of it. No paper. But this is the place to go to if you're anywhere in Mexico. Well, it could be far away. If you're in Mexico City and you need a pen or ink, this is where you go.
Okay.
They have
I'm just shocked that there is no... I mean, Esterbrook used to make pens in Mexico, and they made them for a long time, but you never find it.
Yes, you do. Well, I found one. I've got one right here. Of course, you sold it to me, but...
Yeah. Who else would you buy that? Who else would you find that from?
I'm not sure. I'm sure. I mean, we know they were made in Mexico. I'm not sure they were sold in Mexico.
Well,
are
that's
you?
Just silly.
Why?
Well, why would they be? Where would they else would they be sold?
The United States or the rest
of
the world?
North of the border.
Other than the fact that they were made in Cherry Hill and Camden for 70 years? 60 years?
Perhaps it was less expensive, more cost effective to make them in Mexico.
No. They made them in Brazil, too. I mean, come on.
And did they sell those in Brazil?
Yeah, sure. They made models in Brazil they did not make in the United States.
Well, I've never seen an Esterbrook in Mexico.
Oh, Steph has the address if you need it.
Cinco de Mayo, 29, Loco.
H?
Centro Histórico.
That is the one, Steph.
Awesome.
Bolivar.
Our little research assistant.
I know,
yeah,
Steph.
They have everything. If you're ever in Mexico City, that's where you go.
Well, I want to go because I've been to Mexico City and I had a fun time, and that would be. Well, I mean,
I've been to Mexico City and I have a fun time.
I would just like to go to see the
Mexico City. We need to get T-shirts. I've been to Mexico City and I had a fun time.
I was in Mexico City the day Mexico lost to the Netherlands.
Oh, how was that?
It was calm. Which was surprising because I'm walking around thinking, they're going to think I'm from the Netherlands. They're going to think I'm from the Netherlands.
There was a lot of tequila that night. Wow, okay. Yep. So, well, that's good to know. If we ever get to Mexico City, that would be...
Well, if you ever go to Mexico City, let me know 2 days ahead of time. I'll meet you there.
Okay.
There you go. Perfect. Cool.
Or I could go to Appleton, and we could all go together.
Then we could go to the best pen store in Wisconsin, so...
Yeah, we could compare. We could do videos.
We could. We could do that.
I've never been to your pen store, as you know, but I've seen pictures, and you have... Yours is more welcoming. You probably have more stock than the one in Mexico, but you have more room, so it doesn't. Okay. It's not quite so overwhelming. I don't know how many Chaos pens do you have.
None.
Well, we don't like to advertise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like to actually.
We could tell you,
my
but...
inventory. But,
anyway. I have a couple questions.
Have you not already used up your questions? Go ahead.
It's my birthday, and I'll ask questions
and I'll
if,
cry
I
if I
want to.
Okay.
See, we've talked about this before, and now I actually get to do it.
We get Excuse me?
I know my mom's on the in the audience. We get to interview the pro interviewee. That's you.
You mean you're just going to start now?
Well, you know, some of the people in the audience may not know everything about you.
I don't even know if I know everything about me, but try. Try.
All right.
Stump me. Same...
It's going to be hard to stump you. What are some of your favorite pens?
These are a few of my favorite pens.
Well, maybe we should ask what I'm interested in before we do that is
what
if you only took 8 pens to Mexico, which pens did you take?
I took my Pelican M800 tortoiseshell, which I would have to say right now is my favorite pen, not only because it's Pelican and it just works, but also because the broad nib was turned in broad on one side and cursive italic on the other side by Masuyama. It's just a pen I can't... That's one of the pens that never leaves me. I took Franklin Christoph Model 66, the desk pen.
Nice.
Two Edisons. I took a Coeco Sport because they're handy pocket pens. I took my... I have to think of the name. You're not going to help me with that?
I don't know what you brought.
I took the... It's actually an Edison pen, but then it's done...
Well, it's not ours, that's for sure.
No, it's an Edison pen that is then worked on by...
Oh, Macchier?
Yeah, Macchier, but who's doing it?
By Ernest Shin?
Pardon?
Ernest Shin?
Yes, but what's the name of his company?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember. Ernest, the Ernest
All right,
pen.
So yep.
Stephanie will get it.
Stephanie will find that for us.
Bing that.
Yeah, it's, what is it? Yeah, I know what
I
you mean.
Remember. Okay, yeah. So the Coeco Sport, does your Coeco Sport have a clip? Like you could clip it to your flip-flops?
Yes, you're right, Lisa. Many people in your audience don't know much about me. No, there's no clip on my Coeco. And I took a Twisby 580 and a Twisby Mini. And a Twisby Micarta.
I think that's more than 8 pens.
They count differently in Mexico.
Yeah, I may have lost something in the translation, but I take the 6 pens Hakumen. That's it. Yes.
Thank you, Steph.
Stephanie knew that off the top of her head. She didn't have to look that up. But was it the 580? The 580 that cracked. You saw that one.
The 540 was on that.
Oh, the 540 then. Okay.
580 has been quite dependable.
And up until that time, I was the one saying, these things don't crack. What are you people doing with these pens? And then mine cracked.
Well, I would say the same thing. And I've got right here in front of me, I've got a Sapphire 540 barrel because after about a year, mine finally cracked, and I emailed Philip and I said, "Listen, I hope you've got one because I'd love this pen." And he did send me a new barrel.
They stand by their products, but I was just amazed because I was the one who never had one crack. And then remember, I don't think I knew it was cracked until you looked at it and you said, "Hey, it's cracked." No, it can't be cracked.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I never swapped a barrel yet because I'm afraid. You know, that's the last sapphire barrel I've got. So, and it's fine. It's not. I get it in the pen chest, but it's.
It's not fine. It's like all your other 1,200 pens.
I only have 1,200 pens.
Wow, gloves are off.
I stopped counting at 1,200. I get it right. Well,
somehow I think you're right. I've got more than six pens there because I also have my Mont Blanc 146 and my Mont Blanc 149.
The 146 has a platinum trim. You picked it up in L.A. last year?
I don't remember when, but in L.A. from Sarge.
Yep.
And the 149
is the broad nib that I picked up in L.A. from Sarge. Keep that man away from me.
And you lent it to Brian.
And yes. You're the reason I was miserable for like an entire year.
But you have yours now, don't you?
Well, I do, yes. In fact, I have it here, and it's a broad nib just like yours.
Right, but you got yours for cheaper. So, you know, you spent misery wisely.
Well, I don't know how much you paid for yours, but I got mine in trade, so.
You got yours cheap.
Well, I mean, you know.
Kinda.
I got it for the price that I wanted to pay. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I got mine that way, too.
All right. So now, what pens are you going to bring back with you to add to your dozen and a half that you have?
Every time you ask me a question, I think of another pen I have in Mexico. I also have my.
How many six pen cases did you bring?
How much tequila?
The thing is, I've come back and forth a few times. I guess you're right. I keep taking pens down there. I'm probably going to take my Vanishing Point.
Old style?
Yes.
Old style.
Definitely.
Faceted.
Those rock.
But I already have my Vanishing Point there, the modern limited edition pink. And I'm probably going to take this one because it's just, you know, wicked cool.
Yep.
Oh, the Murex.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now that one you got in Chicago, but not from Sarge.
No, the one in Chicago was the original. This is a modern one.
Oh, okay.
You know, it concerns me a little that you know, Brian, where Eric got all of his pens.
Is there something? I have to be quite vocal about my pen purchases.
Well, no, I mean, I have this, I can't remember most things, but I remember where I found most of my pens.
You found me the one in Chicago.
I know.
Yeah. Go look at it, and I went and bought it.
Yeah,
I get most of my pens.
It's one row down, two tables over, and it's on the left. It's in a box, you know, I mean.
So it pays to
know people at pen shows.
Eric has
also
you.
Very expensive, great. But it pays to know.
Brian's Eric's picker. Found it. Go get it.
Yeah, but I only get his leftovers. If he were looking for one, he would have purchased it and come over to me and said, "Look what I've had."
I want one, but I never found one at a price that I want. I mean, I'm way cheap when it comes to certain pens.
That is true.
In other pens, I don't care what the price is. If I find it, I'm going to buy it.
I was just going to say, you are not way cheap sometimes.
What? Really? I didn't know that about you. Name one pen that you would pay any price for. Or maybe you shouldn't.
No, DC's coming up.
There is one pen that if I see it, probably not in DC because I'm not buying in DC, but next year, if I see it, I'm going to buy it. And it's a full pearl slab taper cap and barrel Aiken Lambert.
Do I know about this?
I saw one in LA like a year ago, and I passed on it because I really like being married, so
I decided. But now not so much.
No.
Ooh.
I just figured I haven't bought.
He's gonna buy it now. Something's changed.
No. Anyway.
Let me get back to my questions, because this is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Once-in-a-lifetime. We've had dinner together.
I know, but I'm not going to Mexico anytime soon, although in December we might rethink that. All right, so you've got these six-plus pens that
you... Yeah, we're going to say six-plus. There you go. Right. Thank you.
What about a holy grail pen for you, Eric, as a collector? Is there something that, like Brian's pen that I didn't know about? Is there a pen that if you found, you would buy it, no matter what, within reason?
No. What?
No.
Oh, come on. That's not true. That's not true.
That goes against my definition of a holy grail pen. A holy grail pen is one that is on you'll never TV. Even be able to afford.
Like the Vaco you're looking for? You're never going to find?
Now, see, that might be affordable. That would be...
You got to find it. It's going to be impossible to find.
No, they come up once in a while.
Okay.
Well, how about the Hemingway?
I've passed on the Hemingway. But yeah. I like the Hitchcock now.
You've moved
the Hitchcock. The Hitchcock is something that I'm never going to purchase. So it would have to fall in my lap.
Out of a plane?
Yeah.
Then you better catch it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I'll do my best.
There you go.
Yeah, I really like the Hitchcock, but I would never pay the money for it.
Well, now you were after Hemingway for a long time.
I was, as I believe I was quite clear about, is that I had never actually seen one. And now that I've seen one, I can pass on that. I've seen it, and I won't pay the money. The thrill is gone.
Okay.
All right. What about, I have a thing for ink. I like ink.
I'm sorry.
What's so funny, Mr. Anderson?
Absolutely nothing.
All right. Eric, what about you? Do you have a collection of notebooks? Do you have a thing for ink?
I do like ink very much. I tend to prefer purple inks, sometimes gray inks. Right now I'm in a purple mood. The thing about being in Mexico is unless you're looking for blue or black, it's very difficult to find. So you have to buy your ink while you're here and take it with you. Yes?
Go ahead. Well, what does your suitcase look like when you go back home? It's like loaded with bottles of ink and extra pens and...
No, I usually take two bottles with me. And then if I run out, I know I will be able to find something. It just won't be exactly what I'm looking for. But any ink is better than no ink.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess I'm just having a hard time imagining living that lightly.
It took some getting used to because being in California, you can get any kind of bottle of ink the day after tomorrow that you want. And so that's what you did. And I had a wall full of ink, and it's not exactly empty right now either. But
put some in your suitcase, bring it back.
But in Mexico, you just make do with what you have.
Okay. Does that cause you to do things differently? Like, are you now using a ballpoint half the time?
No. Where's my off switch?
There we go. Man after my own heart.
In California, if I have a half or three-quarter full pen and I feel like changing the ink, I flush the pen and fill it with ink. I don't do that in Mexico. I will use the ink in the pen until it needs to be refilled. Okay. So you don't waste ink.
Do you refill with water sometimes just to be...
No, I flush with water. I don't refill with water.
Okay. I'm just trying to see how cheap...
No, not there yet.
How desperate you get.
Not there yet.
We can always change something. Yeah.
Aside from that store in Mexico City, I found an official Mont Blanc store in León, Guanajuato, that is an official store. I mean, it is a Mont Blanc store, just like you would see in Beverly Hills. They had everything.
That's right. You took a picture.
I took a picture. I went in and asked for what inks they had. They had two bottles of ink.
And what colors were they?
I think it was black and green. Or it might have been blue and green. But they had two bottles of ink.
Two total, not just two different...
Total. Two total. That was their entire inventory of bottled inks, was two bottles.
Some guy was there before you.
Well, they didn't mention that. And that's at the official Mont Blanc store. Now, the store in Mexico City had a wall full of ink. So, I mean, I could have gone wild there, but...
How far is Mexico City from Puerto Vallarta?
Depends. Are you flying, walking, driving?
Bus?
If you're taking a bus, it's going to take you 18 hours.
Oof. Okay, so you fly.
Yeah.
smart move.
Unless I've been on a bus. I've been on a bus in Mexico, and
it's not pretty.
Well, the long-distance buses are very nice in Mexico.
Well, I was on a Mercedes bus.
Well, it could have been a city bus, but
it was a nice bus.
The ones inside the city are typical city buses, but the first class buses that go long distances are rather nice. In fact, they're nicer than coach airplanes these days.
Huh?
But it takes longer.
Yeah, I'm not doing 18.
A lot longer.
I'd fly.
No,
I'd fly. Yeah. So. All right, what else we got?
How did you get into pens?
Oh, well, I learned cursive in the third grade with Mrs. Walden, who insisted that we all use fountain pens. When I was out of third grade, I didn't touch fountain pens, but I remembered them. And I don't know what kind of pens they were, but they were difficult because they leaked, or at least we didn't know how to use them. So that was my first encounter with fountain pens. And then somewhere, I think in high school, I'm going to say, I saw an article in Reader's Digest about this fantastic and extremely popular fountain pen that hasn't been made for years, the Parker 51. Mm. And so I said, well, I have to have one. And in those days, pre-internet, I went to swap meets until I found one. And it didn't work. I couldn't get it to work, and I had no idea how to get it to work.
Did you get it in vacuumatic? Was it aerometric? What was it?
It was vacuumatic, and it didn't suck up ink.
Well, yeah.
It was a dip pen. And who knows how to... The pre-internet, who knows anything about these pens?
Right.
So it sat in a desk drawer for millennia. And then, years later, I purchased a Mont Blanc at a Mont Blanc store, and I couldn't get it to work. It just wouldn't work. But by this time, we had the internet, and so I went online and found there was a community of people who like fountain pens. That's how I got into fountain pens.
Okay.
And do you still have the Parker 51?
No. So I sent it out for repair.
I
just found that I don't much care for Parker 51s.
Okay.
They write well. They have that reputation, and they do write well. Aesthetically, I don't like hooded nibs.
It's not a traditional fountain pen look.
Right. I like that. I like to see the nib.
Yep.
So after that, what was the first pen that, like, you kept and made you happy? And like the start, you know, if that's kind of the start of your collection, started the better part of your collection, not the 51.
Gosh, that's a very good question that I don't have the answer to, because there have been so many pens. So many pens. I know I was really in the mood for vintage pens. I'd like to imagine what kind of history might be in those pens, who purchased them first, what were they like brand new. So I purchased a whole bunch of vintage pens online, mostly through Fountain Pen Network. And the more I use vintage pens, the less I like them. Which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with vintage pens, it's just they take more patience.
Than
a Pelican M800 tortoiseshell that just works out of the box and has never given me any problems. So I graduated. It was some sort of a vintage pen that was my next purchase, and I really loved it, but I couldn't use it all the time because it became too frustrating. And so I moved. And at the time I was saying, well, I'm never going to like modern pens. Why would I like modern fountain pens? But somehow I made the transition, and now I like modern more than vintage.
Okay. So, tin cartridge.
You're breaking up.
Oh, piston filler, cartridge filler, have a preference?
I prefer piston. And if it's cartridge, I'll throw a converter in it, which is almost like a piston.
Smaller capacity.
Yeah. That's the capacity.
I'm piston. Okay. I'm piston is my preferred version too, just for the capacity and the less muss and fuss. I mean, you know.
The only thing I don't like about pistons is if you can't take them apart completely to flush them, then they take forever to flush. But
well, not everybody needs to take their pen apart though.
No, I hate that.
But I'm kind of like when I want to change the color of ink, I want all that other ink gone. I have to let that go sometimes.
It's healthier for your pen.
Is it healthier?
In my opinion.
Convince me, Mr. Anderson. Convince me. Why is that healthier for your pen?
Keep taking your pen apart. Eventually something's going to break.
Oh,
that's true. Or you're going to have extra parts.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, unless the pen is designed with the nib that just comes out, I won't take it apart. Just to flush it.
Very good.
All right. So you're a clean freak.
When it comes to ink, yeah. You know, many people like ink on their hands. It's, you know, I don't care for that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting on my hands right now.
Let's see, what else do we want to know? Anybody in the chat? Now's your chance. Eric in the house.
Do we have anybody in chat? Are they all left?
We do. No,
I think there's a couple people there. What color Ackerman is right behind you?
Yes.
Oh, I'd have to look. And to do that, I have to take my ears out.
Actually, there's two back there.
The bigger question is, how did you know the brand name of these inks?
Well,
people in the
business.
Chat are very smart.
Okay, this is the Hopgenbrun.
if you have to spit in a cup now, it's a big thing.
And this says magenta. These were both gifts.
Say the first one again.
Hopgenbrun.
Is that with an umlaut?
Where do you want the umlaut, ma'am? The title of a book.
I'll take an umlaut for three, please. All right. Let's see. We've got people talking about bad TV shows. let's see. All right, so you're only back for a week.
I'm back for a week.
You are not going to have time to come to Wisconsin this time?
Not this time, but it's on my list.
Okay. How long is your list? How high up on the list are we?
Well, the list is short, so you're high up.
What's before us on the list?
Going back to Vallarta.
Well, and then it's winter, so you're not coming up in the winter.
Well, he likes it cold. We've had this discussion, yeah. He likes it cold.
I might prefer cold to heat.
Can you shovel?
If you mean snow, no.
I'll get a snowblower. I'd let you use it.
I'll watch you.
Okay. All right, now here's a good question from the audience. So if you and Stephen Brown were driving down a street, and number one, it sounds like a bad bar joke right there. And there was a store that sold swords. Would he have to stop and look to see if there was something he didn't have?
That's a question to me?
Yes.
Of course, like, he'd have to stop.
Because you know Stephen.
How often do you see a sword store?
That's a very good question. I don't know.
I'd have to stop. And I don't collect swords. Yes, he would have to stop.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Austin. This is awesome.
By the way, who asked that question?
Andrew.
Andrew. Okay. I'm going to remember you, Andrew.
And then somebody wants to know, it's my birthday, so what gift pen would you bring to the party? We're having a party, Greg?
I want to know, what would it be?
We're having a party.
Is that a question to me or to Lisa, the birthday girl?
I don't know. Greg, he just said it's Lisa's birthday, so what, I guess for me.
Yeah.
What would you bring?
It would be one of your favorites.
You know
what are those pens that you'd like? First of all, it would be a broad and very flexy nib.
which means I wouldn't want it, so you would get to keep it. Okay, you're very
smart. It's a gift. You can't give it back, so I would get it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I'd have a little chat with Brian. I don't know, Lisa. You already have all the pens you need.
I do.
Yes.
It's called Brian's Pen Collection. All right. What else? Do we have...
I think we were going to give stuff away.
We're going to give stuff away?
No, you're not. I'm giving stuff away because it's Lisa's birthday. Okay. Are we ready to move on to that?
I
think we should.
Okay. So... because you invited me on the show, because I'm known for giving things away, and because I'm in California, I'm going to give stuff away in honor of Lisa's birthday. It's your 13th birthday, as far as I know. My iPhone says it's your 13th birthday, and so we're going to go with that. But I think we should have people call in, and we can ask them true or false. I think we should give... Let's do a trifecta. We'll do ink and paper and pen, ink to one caller number one and paper to caller number two and a pen to caller number three. Does that sound okay with you guys? And after the show, I'll give you my credit card number.
Sounds great.
So let's give away a bottle of Iroshizuku. You've got a full stock of Iroshizuku?
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Okay.
So we'll say Iroshizuku in the winner's... If the person wins, we'll do three trivia, true or false questions. They'll be fun and easy. And if the caller wins, this person can choose the color and we'll send it to them.
Yes.
Before Christmas sometime.
Yeah, so now I have to interject here for a second. I'm actually reading the questions. I got to admit, two of them I don't know.
Well, it's a good thing I wrote them.
That's really bad.
I'm close. I know number one, number two, I'm close, and number three, I got no idea.
Number three, what of the for caller number one?
Yeah, the third question.
Of caller number one?
No, caller number three.
How caller can you not three. Know that?
One? Oh.
Well, I don't.
Oh, he's talking. Okay, we can have this. This conversation all there. So, all right, if anyone in the listening audience would like to participate and perhaps win a bottle of ink, Iroshizuku, you're welcome to call me now. I should probably get my phone number, huh?
I'm going to put it in the chat here, too, for you.
Well, so everybody in the U.S. can have it.
What is my phone number?
Oh, do you not want
it? Do not call Eric at 5:38 in the morning.
This is going to be in your YouTube, so it doesn't matter. 909-647-5056. But be warned, I'm going to put you on speaker so we can all hear you. And I'm going to ask you true or false questions.
Okay.
You might get embarrassed, which is why nobody's calling.
Somebody call. You can win some Iroshizuku.
I would like some Iroshizuku, so I think I'm going to call.
You give me a discount?
You betcha. You come and pick it up, we'll save you the shipping. Nobody's calling? Come on, somebody, you can win some Iroshizuku ink. Call Eric, 909-647-5056.
I have signal. It says I have signal. Is that my right phone number? 909-647-5056. Somebody's calling.
Nope.
Let's see who it is. Give me just a moment while I find a speakerphone. Hello?
Hello?
What was that?
Hello,
this is Eric. Who's this?
My name is Jim.
Jim, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm good.
And I see you're calling from, would that be Wisconsin?
I'm actually in Denver.
You're in Denver, okay. And have you made an error in dialing, or were you really trying to reach us and play this game?
No, I'm trying to reach you.
Okay. So are you ready for your first true or false statement?
Sure, I'll give it a shot.
Okay. True or false, Jim? Lisa Anderson is 14 years old today.
That is false.
Lisa, is that false?
Yeah, just by a little bit, yeah.
Just by a little bit? That is correct, Jim. Lisa is apparently more than 14 years old. Now. Are you ready for question number two there, Jim?
I sure am.
True or false, Noodlers announced yesterday that they have discontinued Bay State Blue.
I'm just going to take a flyer on that one.
Jim says no. Has anybody heard this rumor?
No.
No, I haven't heard it. I made that up. So Jim is right again. All right, question number three, or statement number three, true or false for the Iroshizuku ink of your choice, Jim. True or false? There is an ink testing station at the DC Pen Show.
Again, take a flyer. I haven't been there. But I'm going to say yes.
Yes, Jim, that is correct.
And you are the winner.
Jim, I'm going to have to figure out how to get your details so we can send you the ink that you want. Do you know my email address? Pardon?
No, I say I could call the store. I can send you an email.
What should I do, Lisa? Call the store? Send an email?
He can send an email to you. And then he can verify the phone number with you because it's on your phone.
Yeah, but my then, what is my email address? Eric@AndersonPens.net?
We can make that happen.
All right. Can you make that happen in 30 seconds?
No.
Yes.
Can we tell Lisa, too? Lisa, we still have that Parker pen case in Denver for Brian.
No. So you already know with whom you are speaking.
Yeah, Jim's trying to help us out.
Okay, Jim.
Jim's in transportation. Jim could possibly transport you from Mexico to...
Jim, do you know what color ink you're going to want, or do you have to think about it?
Yeah, I think they have the orangish one. I can't remember what it's called.
The orangish one.
He can give us a call tomorrow. We'll hook him up.
Jim, call the store tomorrow, and they'll hook you up.
Awesome. Thanks for talking to
us. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for playing the game. Bye.
Awesome.
Happy birthday, Lisa. You're giving stuff away.
Right. Jim's trying to convince us that there's this huge Parker case.
Oh my goodness, is it huge
Denver.
Too?
It's gorgeous. Huge. Yeah,
I'm. It would look great right here.
Yeah, we have this collection.
Well, maybe you could trade it.
Trade it? There's only like one lunatic on the planet that collects this crap.
And who would that be?
I'm married to him. All right. So what's our next?
Our next giveaway is going to be a 5-pack of your proper pads. Do you have proper pads laying around somewhere?
Oh, we do.
Are they called proper pads? Because sometimes I call them something else and I'm wrong.
They are proper pads.
They are proper pads. And what is a proper pad?
It is a fabulous pad of 50 sheets of awesome paper with beautiful, beautiful images of pens on them.
Beautiful? Did you say beautiful, beautiful images of pens?
I did.
It's too
double beautiful.
Beautiful.
Too beautiful. And the paper is something that you designed. Is that the right word?
No.
No.
Well, I mean, the images and the layout, yes, but the actual paper we don't make. But we are in paper country, so we have access to awesome paper.
Here's an example. Here's one right here. Yeah. Got a pen on.
What kind of pen is that?
This is an Anderson Edison limited edition.
Coolness. Coolness. All right, so this is a 5-pack of proper pads. In other words, 250 sheets of wonderful paper, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And I've already got somebody calling, so we're just going to take this caller.
Cool. Cool.
If I can find the speakerphone and say hello. Hello.
Hello.
This is Eric. Who's this?
Hi, Eric. My name's Wayne.
Did you say Wayne or William?
Wayne.
That's not fair, Wayne.
Is this not fair, Wayne? I'm getting feedback.
I'm going to turn you down so that you and I aren't talking to each other through the computer.
Okay. I'm getting feedback from the Andersons that this is not fair. I have no idea what they're talking about.
We're just messing with them.
Everything.
Do you win everything? Well, we're going to make you lose this one. Just watch.
Just for that, I'm going to hold the pen up right up here, and I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
No, Wayne won a Franklin Kristoff, was giddy like a schoolboy. It was awesome.
Does Anderson Pens have some sort of policy against winners winning?
Never.
I mean, if they do, then
they don't. No. Besides, I'm the one who's giving stuff away, so they're...
I'm just messing with them.
No. Okay, Wayne, this is going to be 3 true or false questions. Are you ready?
I am. I'm emotionally prepared.
I keep calling them questions. They're not. They're statements. They're true or false, so blah, blah, blah. Anyway, true or false, Wayne, Tomio Ocean is a popular Japanese paper.
I'm going to say false.
says false, and I think he is correct. Because that Upland Zeppelin's paper is not an ocean, but a river.
River, yep.
As far as I know. True or false, Wayne? Most historians agree that paper was invented in ancient China. Now, wouldn't you think China was invented in China? I was asking, you know, the Andersons, but I've just given you time to think about your answer. True or false, most historians agree that paper was invented in ancient China.
I want to say yes.
Very good, Wayne. Most historians do agree that paper was invented in ancient China. Now, here's a really good one. True or false? Recycling 1 ton of paper saves about 5 trees. Trees as in the growing things that we use to make paper.
Yes.
I didn't hear you, Wayne. What was that?
I said yes.
I'm sorry, Wayne. You're cutting out.
I'm sorry. I meant no.
That is correct. It is false. Recycling 1 ton of paper saves about 17 trees. So recycle your paper, people, and we'll save some trees. Now, Wayne, it seems like you have some sort of a relationship with the Andersons, so they know who you are, and they already know where to send your paper, apparently. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Then we don't have to collect any of your personal data unless you'd like to share it with the audience.
No.
All right, Wayne. Well, thank you very much for calling and participating and wishing Lisa a very happy birthday.
Okay, and happy birthday, 14th birthday to Lisa.
Happy 14th birthday.
Thank you, Wayne.
Bye, Wayne. All right, awesome. So we've given away ink, we've given away paper. You want to play?
Well, I can't.
I can make up questions for you.
No. That's a whole separate conversation off the air.
In fact, I thought you said you didn't want a pen.
I don't want a pen. Okay. I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Actually, she said she has all the pens she needs.
Well, except the Primavera.
Okay, so I'm 5 minutes later, it's accept.
I'm working on it.
Well, I think we should give away a pen now.
There we
go.
I'll
get to pick the pen since I'm the one. Does Anderson Pens carry Lamy pens?
Of course.
Safaris?
Well, yeah.
Do you happen to have that gorgeous coral safari?
The new one, we do.
You do have it. All right, let's give away a Lamy safari coral. We'll take caller number one right now at 909 or 909. 647-5056, I think. Somebody wants a pen. All right, you know, you don't have to take the coral one. If you want the red one, you can have the red one.
The coral's kind of fun.
Yeah, especially if you don't pay for it.
Somebody's got a call. Tim.
Someone will call.
Make a call. No?
Because if nobody calls, I'm taking it. Somebody's calling.
Awesome.
Let me find the speakerphone. Hello, this is Eric.
Hello, Eric.
Yes, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
And who is this?
I think I have the wrong number.
Were you looking for Eric?
I was.
Well, this is Eric.
Well, this is Ira.
Ira, how are you?
Ira
wants a safari pen. Are you ready to? It's so nice to talk to you, Ira. Thank you for calling.
It's good to talk to you. Good to see you.
I can't see you, unfortunately. All right, let's get this job done here.
Awesome.
Three true or false questions. True or false, Brian Anderson invented the modern day fountain pen.
It were true, but I think it's false.
Ira thinks it's false. Mr. Anderson?
That's false.
It is false. Okay. Brian agrees. He's not even going to try to take credit for it. Number two, true or false, Lisa Anderson eats salads with an extra fine nibbed fountain pen.
Could you say that again, Eric?
I could. For the benefit of everyone in our audience, Lisa Anderson eats salads with an extra fine nibbed fountain pen.
No, she does everything else with it, but not.
Very good.
Very good. That is correct. That is false. And for the pen, true or false, Today You Are a Fountain Pen was a 25-minute comedy short movie released in 2002. I will repeat that. Today You Are a Fountain Pen was a 25-minute comedy short movie released in 2002. How quickly.
Wow, came. That sounds so ridiculous that I'm thinking it might be true.
It is true. I have no idea what it's about, but apparently someone has a fountain pen.
See, I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Well, I just found out today when I was looking for trivia questions.
All right.
Ira, do you want the coral color of the safari?
Sure, why not?
Because there's other colors to choose from.
With a broad nib.
With a broad nib. Lisa, you making notes there?
I am. In fact,
I'm
we have
sure
a...
You are, you, I'm sure you already know. I have Ira's address. So we'll get that pen to you ASAP.
Lisa's bringing a pen for me to Washington, so I'll pick up too.
Does that
Ira's
sound good?
Ira's just going to have a stack of stuff. So we're
you're
going to
have a stack
it to
of
his
stuff.
Stack.
Ira, thank you so much for calling and wishing Lisa a happy birthday.
I will. Happy birthday, Lisa. And great
thank
to see you.
You.
Talk to you later, Ira.
Bye.
So there it is. Congrats to
very
all
cool.
Winners.
Very cool. Yeah, Ira has a pen that we're delivering, so we'll just keep adding to his stack.
You just keep adding to it. And he I think he said broad nib.
He broad did. Nib. I've got yep, it down. Nib. I made okay. a list. Okay. Yep.
And cool. I want to find that Today You Are a Fountain Pen movie.
You yeah, watched it on plane back.
Why don't we know this? It was released in 2002. We'll find
know.
It.
We'll find it. We'll put it on the blog or something.
We'll put it on the blog. Okay.
Ta-da. Cool. So happy
thank
birthday,
you,
Lisa.
Thank you, Mr. Schneider.
Well, that was fun. That was great fun.
So, speaking of DC, should we rattle off real quick the events for next week? So those that
oh,
are
God,
going.
Is it next week already?
It is next week, August 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. The Washington, DC Fountain Pen Super Show Sheraton premiere at Tyson's Corner.
That's the same place it's always at, right?
It's the same place it's always, always
but
at.
But they have brought public transportation to the hotel?
Yes.
Free limo from Dulles.
But the metro, the Silver Line, now goes
is
right...
Is finished.
Yep. It goes right, like, okay. to the... right in front of the hotel.
Okay, that's fantastic. Pity
so
I'm
you
could
fly into Dulles, and then just, you could catch the metro.
Yeah.
We'll get a bigger room. We'll get a suite. And
you don't already have a suite?
Well, we were trying to go economy this time around.
Are you staying at the host hotel?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can drive the car again. Steph will be there. It's like a party. You can just show up.
With credit card in hand.
There you go. So what we've got? We've got a little event planned Saturday evening sometime.
Yep.
For the ladies get together.
Oh heck yeah!
And of course I will be there, but
can
why wouldn't I want to be?
Bunch of ladies with pens. What's wrong?
I'm the odd man out, literally. There's all sorts of events going on. I know that there was Jonathan Velli was talking about a really neat thing this week about a vendor photo op.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be cool to see. Hopefully we can do that. Sailor's Master Nib Maker Yukio Nagahara will be attending the show on Saturday only, and adjusting
who?
Sailor nibs are free.
I missed that name. Who was it?
Mr. Yukio Nagahara.
Oh, you've practiced.
Nagahara Jr.
Nagahara Jr. And I have a nib I do want him to look at, so... I'm excited about that. And what else do we have?
Brian's going to be in line at 6 a.m.
Oh, you betcha. You betcha, man. Deb Basil's doing copper plate and italics workshops. All sorts of cool stuff. Of course, there's the ink testing table. Pentooling.com. Dale Beebe's got 14 new tools apparently out, so I'm definitely going to be hitting that. Rich Lott's going to be there with his endless tables of parts. Sid Saperstein of the new wall Eversharp will be unveiling, and we will actually get our new 100th anniversary, the Skyscraper, which is the gorgeous gold overlay pen with the 18 karat nib. So
it's pretty.
Yeah, lots of in a cool, cool box for it too. So, lots of cool stuff going on at the show. Delta is going to be announcing new skeleton pen, which I'm eager to take a look at.
I'm reading the chat. I got distracted. Did you mention Deb and is it Susan or Tamara Stoneburner doing? There are several calligraphy classes.
Are there, okay, I'm just looking at the I'm looking at the front page, and it's PennCentral.com is the homepage for the Washington D.C. Pen Show. PennCentral.com, and I'll throw it in the chat. But there's all sorts of information on there. It does say that I am going to be doing repairs live at the show. That is not correct. But other words, pretty much, you know, a lot of the information is up there. Sarge is going to be there, and Graham Jasper is going to have just 5 tables of pens for sale. So,
wow.
You won't be doing repairs, but will Anderson Pens be at the show?
We will be at the show.
5 yeah, tables in our normal spot.
We'll take in pens for repair, but actually we're right behind Terry Mayhorder and... are we next to Susan? I can't remember now. I'm getting my shows mixed up. But anyway.
When you walk in the main ballroom, we will be to the
right.
We are the second row back, like the second set of tables. And we kind of intersect into, usually it's Jimmy Dolev.
So you're right underneath the balcony.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and every year people go and they take pictures from the balcony and they always get the
top of your head.
The King's Crown?
King's Crown, yeah.
Now, Eric, you have been to D.C. Do you have any words of advice to Penn Show attendees?
Yes. I was shocked to find in D.C. that I was there for all days. So what was it, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Mm-hmm. On Sunday, I found tables that I had not seen. And I had been there all those days.
And you never did see Conway Stewart, and they were right next to us.
Conway Stewart was... what I'm talking about, actually. Sunday afternoon, I didn't find her until then. I couldn't believe it that I had been all over.
And they were
like
what? They were like 2 tables away.
Yes. It's a massive show, and you need to go row by row methodically, or you will get distracted and miss things.
So.
Stay hydrated. Get out your GPS. Your compass. It's a big show.
It's a big show. And well worth it. And now that the public transportation goes right to the door, wow. That's really good.
Okay. What about food? Is there anything that you enjoyed about the show food-wise? I mean, we always talk about food, and the audience always makes fun of us.
Well, within walking distance is that little place for pizzas. I don't know the name of it. Do you? You remember it?
No.
It's around the corner, and everyone will steer you to it. And so that's within walking distance. And if you have any kind of transportation, there is at least one good-sized mall that has all kinds of restaurants. And somebody always has a car.
Right. Okay. We had a fun dinner at the hotel that night.
We did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've been eating a lot at the hotel lately, but last year we did get out. And this year we have a little date planned for now we've moved it to Friday night.
We do have a date.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
This was the hotel where we tried to bring a bottle of wine into the bar. And
yes. Yeah, we got busted. Yeah. Like a bunch of 16-year-olds, right.
Yeah, okay. I remember.
That would be the place.
It was we got busted in the lobby, so we moved into the bar.
Right, with permission? They brought us glasses, or did we steal those glasses?
Well, they didn't want us to drink the wine. We just left the wine on the next to the little wall there in
that's
the
your
bag.
Story?
Yeah.
That's your story. Okay. I remember we drank.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Of course.
It all gets fuzzy after that. It's usually how a pen show goes. Well. Yeah. We were in the bar, and it gets fuzzy.
Yeah, especially when you're with the Andersons.
Oh, no, come on. Oh, no. We enjoy a bottle of wine. So.
Anyone who's been there will back me up on that.
That we have a...
Or that you're fun. You're fun.
Okay, all right.
All right,
so that's... we'll talk more about that next week, since next week will be like... Next week we'll be saying it. Tomorrow we're leaving.
How's the store going? We haven't really chatted since the doors opened. How's everything? Are the doors remaining open?
No, the doors are open. Oh, in fact, I feel
God,
guilty.
God, yes.
People keep booming. Asking for business pictures booming? Of the store, and all they have are pictures like from the first week that we were there, and it's vastly
so
different.
So different.
You know, you need a webcam in there so we can tune in any time. Yeah, strategically placed webcam.
We've had requests for that, but I'm not sure that I want to do that. But I'll get in there and I'll get some pictures. I've been meaning to get. I do have Google Glass, and I've been thinking about making a walkthrough with glass.
Lisa, do you see how he slipped that in there? I do have Google Glass. We were talking about webcams.
I know he's got glass. Yeah.
So anyway,
you know, it's. I mean, since we opened the store, I won't say we've completely renovated, but we've really changed the entire look. We bought 17 tower displays. Of course, that was one crazy trip. We got the Parker case from Martin in Virginia. That was one crazy trip with U-Haul.
Father's Day weekend, we got two.
Father's Day weekend. Parker. Yep.
So you have a large brick-and-mortar store filled with your inventory.
We do.
And you go to a pen show once a month. Do you tow the store behind you, or do you actually move all your inventory into your car and drive away?
There's no way we could take it all with us. So
do you have an inventory for pen shows and an inventory for the store?
No, we bring a large portion of the inventory to the show, but we leave David at home with a bunch of it so that he can still sell things. And we used to close the store before we hired Dave because it was the only way we could do it. This is much better. And now the local people, we would have people drive up or pop over and not realize we were gone. And now we don't have to disappoint anyone. And Dave loves it. He has a good time.
So officially now, how long have you been open as a brick-and-mortar store?
Since November 16th.
Eight months.
8 months. And was it a good decision?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So there's hope for fountain pens all over the world.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
You just opened a fountain pen store and it's doing well.
That's the first one in who knows how long. I mean, who's the last person to open a store? You know?
Where's that applause, that canned applause? If I had that button, I'd be pushing it. Thank you. Thank you. So what's new at the store? Any new products that we haven't heard of yet?
Well, now, since you've been gone,
you're allowed to talk about. Not since I've been gone. You'd be here for 3 days.
You heard about the Sailor ink, right?
I know Sailor makes ink.
Okay. Do you know about the new seasonal ink?
No.
Sailor discontinued Sailor discontinued a number of their gentle ink series, including Sky High, Apricot, Pesh. Ultramarine.
Did this disappoint a lot of people?
Absolutely.
Oh, it did.
Sorry. Of course, it came on the coattails of, we're going to introduce...
Eight new colors,
and everybody's excited about this that they had previously released. And so there was a flurry for that, and then all of a sudden they said, okay, well, those are going to replace these colors.
Right.
Some of them are close, some of them are completely different.
The point is, you have them all.
Yeah, Sky High is completely gone. There's no more of that. Epinard and Pesh are dwindling. They're close behind.
Yes.
We still do have plenty of stock of Ultramarine, Grenade,
Apricot.
And Apricot left. But then once they're gone, they're gone. There are no more. We pretty much when they announced that we got as much as we could, and then we finally just bought out pretty much what was left at Atoya.
We did.
just did ship it all over here because.
Yeah, and it was several big boxes.
So long.
There's the Sailor ink, and Noodler's flex nibs are available. You can buy those individually, and the broad nibs are back in stock. So now you can buy non-flex broad nibs, or if you're doing modifications to your Ahab or Conrad, you can buy a new flex nib.
Yep.
They never
offered the flex nib before, so that's new. And then the ebonite feeds will be available separately soon. They're not here yet, but they will be soon. And that way, if you are tweaking your pen and you are overzealous with your
tweakage,
you go a little crazy with your tweakage, you can get a new feed and start over.
Now, I've been to many pen shows. Every pen show I've ever been to had Anderson pens, I think.
You go to the good.
And your spread there has both modern and vintage. Is that the store too? Are you selling vintage there?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Oh, you do sell vintage. Okay.
Yeah, just this. And now, it's not as much as I would like. I literally have laundry baskets full of vintage pens that I need to repair, and that's no joke.
That's a true story.
I did this last week. Get up. We bought a collection of some vintage 1960s. Schaefer Imperials. Included in there were some other interesting pens. So we had some Imperials, the Parker 51 with the broad nib, Parker VP. Those are the ones with the adjustable sections and with the cool filling unit with the broad nib. A couple of Schaefers with 1.5 italics and cool stuff. So a bunch of that stuff is new in this week, and we also have a large collection of quite scarce, maybe is the word, Esterbrook pens that are coming in the pipeline. Rare stuff, twist fillers, visulated, $1.50 pens. The list goes on and on. Doctor's pens, thermometer cases, rare stuff. So if there are any Esterbrook collectors out there that are looking for anything rare in particular, let me know. We probably have it.
And when you say $1.50 pens, you don't mean the current price.
No. They were $1.50 in 1938.
That's good.
Yeah, they're about 100 times the price now, or more. Ooh, 100 to 200.
Wow.
So,
they're very uncommon.
Yeah. So
scarce, rare.
So Brian,
hard to find.
Oh, you use the R word.
There are some rare pens in the bunch.
In the show notes. I noticed he avoided it, so I said it for him.
I don't like to use the R word very often because it doesn't really apply. So, but there are some rare pens in this lot, and they will be coming out slowly over time. But if there is something in particular you're looking for, just the other way, we know, like we have a friend of ours that's been looking for the scarce white nurse pen with green jewels. Well, yeah, actually, we have one, so. He asked, and I'm able to pull it out. But we got a lot of really, really cool stuff you won't, in some cases, ever see. So this stuff is coming out slowly but surely.
Coolness. So,
yeah, it's very cool.
That's kind of the new, latest, and greatest at the store.
Retros came in, retros went out.
Because they were sold or returned?
Yeah, they sold.
Oh, no, sold. Yeah.
No,
Retro 51 is the hot thing.
Is nice new, a new line for us. And we did a report this afternoon, and we were shocked to see how many.
They fly out, don't they? They're just fun.
They do.
That's
they're beautiful.
Is they're fun. When they're good looking and they're fun.
And they're inexpensive.
Throw that in, and yeah, it's no wonder that they fly off the
shelf. How many would you like, Eric?
Well, we're going to talk after the show because I have to give you my credit card information anyway. Might as well send something to me.
We ship all over the globe.
No, it has to get here by Saturday.
We can make that happen.
We can do that.
I don't think we had anything else around the store. We were hoping that a special project would arrive, but it didn't.
It didn't arrive. Well, we will have it in time for the DC show.
Yes, it'll be here next.
So if you want to see a really, 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 really cool pen, stop by our table. We might have it next week for the podcast.
We will. We will. Yeah. Scott said he was going to mail it today.
Uh-huh. She gave half it away.
All right.
Just to have. What else do we have that's new and exciting?
You have a birthday.
I mean, all those. What I do. That's pretty exciting.
So.
I got new earbuds and a new mic from the kids, and Brian and I went to dinner, and I'm sure that we will both be on the hunt for the elusive Aurora Primavera in DC.
Oh, there's not going to be much hunting involved. It's going to be like snipe hunting.
Sarge,
how much do you want for it?
Send him an email. He's got one right there.
I know he does. Yeah.
He'll hold it for you.
So. I know. We've already talked about it.
Yeah, there you go. See. Yeah. One-stop Sarge, shopping with Sarge.
The one-man pen show.
There you go. Yep. One man pen show.
Anything else we want to talk about? It's getting 9:20 here. So.
No, we should.
You got some shout outs?
I made you run long.
No, that's all right.
Eric, do you have any shout outs?
I will shout out to everybody I've ever met in my entire life.
Ooh. You're sure about that?
Yes. Otherwise, I don't, don't forget anybody that way.
There we go. Lisa?
Hi, poor Lisa.
I'm just stuck on that now. We do have a shout out to Larry and Bonita. They drove in from Minnesota today. They called yesterday, wanted to make sure we were going to be open, came in today after lunch. They had a blast. We had so much fun with them, Dave and I. And they didn't know about EAA this weekend in Oshkosh, so they were confused as to why they couldn't find a hotel room.
I don't know about EAA in Oshkosh.
Experimental Aircraft Association annual
client.
Yeah.
So it filled things up, did it?
It did. Hotel rooms from, probably Milwaukee up to Green Bay are sold out. So they found a place up near Green Bay. They're going to stop back to the store tomorrow on their way out of town. But we had such a good time with them. Larry came with a list, kind of like going to a show. You come with a list. There were a number of things he wanted to see and try out. Like at a show, he just kept... adding to his pile.
Sorry, I wasn't there. Lisa's like, can you come over? Can you come over for lunch?
Dave and I had a good time today.
Yeah.
Right. I think we should cut it short.
Okay. Let's cut it short. We were going to go 4 hours, but we decided.
Rewind.
No, hour and 20 was enough. Okay. Now, am I supposed to say the stuff in blue? Or is the stuff in blue you?
It's you.
It's me? I thought I was the black.
I know. My first time here.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Like us on Facebook and check out the new Appleton Pen Club if you're local. If you like this podcast on YouTube, like by clicking the thumbs up. And I think that's it for this week. Mr. Schneider, thank you so much for being a guest this week.
Great pleasure. Great pleasure to be here.
I'm so glad we sort of made this happen like on what, Sunday and then yesterday.
We just nagged you until you said it.
We weren't sure it was going to happen. But it happened. Here I are.
We are so excited. So
grateful. It was fun. It was great fun.
And the tie, I'm just still blown away by
the
tie.
It's your birthday.
remember, he's got air conditioning, so,
Oh, yeah.
that wouldn't happen in this house.
No. Wouldn't happen in Mexico either.
All right. Well,
next time. We'll do it live from Mexico, and you can wear your Hawaiian shirt.
Not that I have any, but I'll find one.
I'll bring an extra one for you. How's that sound?
Okay, yeah.
Or visit the store or something. So.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap it up. Thank you so much, Eric. And comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
You can send us an email.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and every other social media on the planet. It's Anderson Pens.
You can check out the blog. It's blog.andersonpens.net.
Lisa, change this up for me today. web, of course, andersonpens.net.
But do you have a mailing list?
We do.
All right.
You can join the mailing list for notice of new products on the website or in the store or events in the store in downtown.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much for listening to our podcast this evening, everyone. We will see you next week. Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, everyone.